And then listen to the tape. You just listen to the tape and shoot it. Okay. Let's begin. We were discussing yesterday the topic of Lichtei Lee. Well, see the initial here, serious issue in the Torah. And I want to continue upon that and maybe get to another topic on Dinim. The Shnos Yomim, quoted by the Steich Emet, has a Chiddush Niflo based on the Ram, the Pirush Mishnayis, and Pesachas Trumas. That Lichtei Lee will sit in Mikshol, and not over the Yisra if you do it with Shogeg. Meaning, let's say I never heard of the concept of a Nazar at all in my life. And I gave a cup of wine. Let's say I never knew that Avraham Menachem was Asher Fagoy, and I gave it to them. So the Shnos Yomim, Steich Emet quote, says, you're not over the Yisra of Lichtei Lee. Amazing Kiddush. Based on the Ram, the Pirush Mishnayis, and Pesachas Trumas. You're not over the Yisra of Lichtei Lee. So the Steich Emet says, what? How could that be? Any lav in the Torah could be over in one of two modes, Mazin, Shogeg. Why should this be any different? It's a Pella. This Kiddush Nifla to say that Lichtei Lee, there's no Isser, the Shogeg. Never heard of such a thing. Any lav in the Torah, the 248 lavin, you could be over in a Mazin fashion, Chas V'Shalom, you could be over in a Shogeg fashion, Chas V'Shalom. All of a sudden, Lichtei Lee is different. This is the Kasha of the Steich Emet and the Shnos Yomim. So the teretz is that based on what we said yesterday, if you hold that the whole nature of the Yisra is cunning behavior, is to be enticing, and is to hurt a fellow, and to go after him, Eitzesheno Genis, causing him nifl spiritually, then the whole nature of the Yisra is only malicious behavior. It doesn't lend itself to be over b'shogeg. That's the whole nature of the Yisra. The whole nature of the Yisra is to be a malicious fellow and to hurt people. But if I don't know that a nazar is asur b'yayin, if I don't know a goy is asur b'yayin, why should I be over the Isser? That's the answer that Rav Frank Shlita wants to say to answer up for the Shnos Yomim. And it goes well with this concept of realizing this concept. Now, there is a further chiddush that I want to say over to you with the Amunah Shmuel. The Amunah Shmuel has a chiddush. Piskei Tshuva quotes on a place pre Chodesh Amunah Shmuel. Maybe you're not over the Yisra Lichtei Iver if you're not in that parsha. If you're not in that parsha, what do you mean you're not in that parsha? What do you mean? If I give a cup of wine to a nazar, I'm not a nazar, but I could be a nazar. It is possible for me to be a nazar. But I'll give you an example where the Gemara talks about it. This is what he means. A Kohen can't marry a Grusha, but a Levi and Yisrael can. What happens if the Kohen says to the Yisrael Levi, you be my shliach to mekadesh me to a what, to a Grusha? Would he be over Lichtei Lee L'Sit in Mishal? Because a Levi Yisrael can marry a Grusha. They're not in that parsha. You follow me? They're not in that parsha at all. So are you over Lichtei Lee? This is a machlek, it's a Amunah Shmuel and the Pri Chadash. Whether the person would be over Lichtei Lee, even though they're not part of that parsha. So maybe one could suggest that this is also totally, it's not mukhruch, but maybe it's also totally on the shayla of what the nature of the Lichtei Lee is. Because the bottom line is that if I hold that it's cunning behavior, it's really not mukhruch at all. If I hold it's cunning behavior, and even if I'm not part of that parsha, but I'm hurting the guy, right? So I should still be over Lichtei Lee. But if you hold it to the other approach, what was the other approach yesterday we said Lichtei Lee? Misayela over Aveira. Maybe there's a possibility to say I wouldn't be over because I'm not part of that Aveira. I don't relate to that Aveira. Even though, you, like I said, you could dingzach on that. Dingzach in Yiddish is you could argue on that and say, what's the difference whether you're not subject to it? I'd be Misayela him to be over his Aveira, no? You hear what I'm saying? So the bottom line is, you want you to know that machloikis, but I think it's harder to plug that in, that particular machloikis, regarding that issue. But this is a very big muster to us, this issue of Lichtei Lee. We have to be very cognizant of it and to make sure that we never engage in it and we're not over it on a Yisra Raisa level or an Yisra Rabbanan level. Halacha L'maisa. could be even in cases of suffix, you have to be worried about leaf neighbor, because it's this is your isa, if it's traver and nara, so maybe you should be machmir too. So we have to keep in mind all these things, halachal maisa. I want to now move to the category of marasayin. What is marasayin? Marasayin means, the phrase is mar'it ayin. The two words, mar'it ayin. Appearance of the eye. We know you're not allowed to do anything in halacha that people will suspect you that you're doing something wrong. And the Stechemet, that same encyclopedic work, points out there are two tracks. There's a track called Chashad, and there's a track called Mar'it Ayin. We say in more yeshivas, we're Marasayin, but I want you to know what the word means. Mar'it Ayin. There's Chashad and there's Marasayin. What is Chashad? Chashad is that people shouldn't think you're a shaykes. You do something wrong, then you're not really doing something wrong. I'll point out two Gemaras to you about that. The Gemara says in the beginning of Brachas, the Gemara says you're not allowed to go to a churba. The Gemara says on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, not allowed to go to a desolate place, because someone might think that you're going to meet a zona there. That's a chashad. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Daf Aveiz Amud Aleph, if you have a large mansion on Hanukkah, you must light the Chanukiah both on the east side and the west side. Why? I lit it on my east side of my house. The fellows that walk on the west side think you're a shaykes. You didn't light a Chanukiah. They don't know you lit on the east side. You can't do something that people will suspect you. That's what chashad is. And then there's a concept called marasayin, which means a pseudo type of leaf neighbor. That's why I'm speaking about this topic right after leaf neighbor. What do I mean by a pseudo type of leaf neighbor? If you go in that restaurant X and it's not kosher, people might think it is kosher and it's going to lead them to go ahead and eat there. You didn't hand them the cheeseburger. You didn't hand them the quarter pounder. But you did an action that might lead them to do that. And that's why we call that a pseudo type of leaf neighbor. You follow me? There's something called chashad, and there's something called marasayin. Now, when you do something, you avoid something of chashad, there is no bracha you say on it. But there are some poskim sometimes that say when you do something based on marasayin, you do say a bracha. For example, when it comes to marasayin, if you're mafresh challah on a situation that is owned with a partnership of a goy, and you are pater from challah when you're mafresh the pizza. You have a Jewish man who's a partner with a goy, so you're pater from challah. But we do it because of marasayin. There are some Rashba rights you have to say a bracha because there's a positive. See, chashad is just to remove a negative. Marasayin is kind of like a positive because I care about other people and I don't want them to what? I don't want them to do something wrong. So therefore you could understand why there would be a bracha. You ever heard of the Ben Pakua? If you shecht an animal and there's a child inside, a calf, you know, you can eat that calf without a shechita. It's called Ben Pakua. Because the shechita on the mother, Mishnah says in Chulin, goes on the Ben Pakua. But if it squiggles around after it's shecht in the mother, squiggling on the ground, and you eat it without shechita, people might think you're eating a food without shechita. So marasayin, you have to what? Midin marasayin, you have to shecht it. So would you say a bracha on that? So there are situations that come up. The Shulchan Aruch has a case of Mila, if Moel did a bad job, sloppy job. He did the Mila, but he didn't do the sitzin that are not makvin. There are sitzin that are not makvin. So maybe you should do it again to make sure that people won't be chayshin, marasayin. So there is this concept of chashad and marasayin. Now chashad applies to both Jews and goyim. Jews and goyim that see you do this, you have to be concerned. But usually by marasayin, we have a different concept. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, if you guys want to settle Ibra Yarnin, then you guys better be clean in the eyes of Hashem and Yisrael. Yisim Nikim, Mi Hashem and Yisrael. You better fight with Klal Yisrael and take over Eretz Yisrael and then go back and settle every yard. But it's not right that you want to stay in every yard and not help out the rest of the Shvatim. And the Rav Zatzal said, very beautiful formulation, you are not the Bailim on your own reputation. You can't go around with the attitude, I don't care what people think. You can't be paranoid, but on the other hand, you can't say, I don't care what people think. You have to what? Go ahead and be clean in the eyes of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And that is the notion of Mara Sayim. And the Mishnah says in Shkalu, which is the Makor, you're not allowed to go into Bais HaMikdash with pockets. Because why? People are going to think you're stealing money from the Pushka. It's a Mishnah in Shkalu. And it says not only must it be Nucky, you must be more than that. What's the pasuk we say in Mishlei and Benching? Nim Sechein, the Sechel Tov, Beinei Elokim V'Adam. So the Tais Yontif in the Tais Yontif in the Torah Yisrael points out, Mishnah, it's not enough to be Nucky. You have to try to find Chein in the eyes of people. You follow me? You have to be propelled on the higher level to the best of your ability to try to do that. To be on a higher madrega. And that is the makor of having what marsayin and what shad is. So one nafkemina is Jews and goyim, we can't do something that someone's kashing us. Marsayin, it seems like we're only worried about the yiddin. And the Gemara has the following principle, which I want you to get. It says, Kol Mokum, Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara says it in Ksubis. It says, Kol Mokum, Shechachamu Asru Mishum Marasayin, Afilu Bechadre Chadorim Asru. What does that mean? Even if no one can see you. So you see, it's not just Shad. Shad is, if no one can see me do anything wrong, so what's the problem? But Marsayin is a higher level. Marsayin is a pseudo type of Bifneiver. You understand what I mean? And therefore they assert it even in private. So I want to give you an example. Let's say I have a hamburger and my wife wraps it in Miller's cheese package. Looks like I got what? I'm having a cheeseburger. Now, a cheeseburger has to be hot. It's all hot and everything. Hot has to be hot. So lettuce bowl, you know, the heat, the meat's got to be hot. The cheese got to be hot. But it's not anything close to that. I would not be able to eat that in my office. I would not. Because if someone looked at that, they would think it's a cheeseburger. Kol makom shechacham asru b'chadri chadar, b'mishum arsayin, afilu b'chadri chadar masru. When it comes to chshad, we don't have that. Chshad, if no one sees. Obviously, you're not going to the churba to meet a zona. So if there's no one that sees you go to the churba, is that a problem? No. But if there are people going to see you, then it's a problem. Yes, Jonathan.
So what about with, if you go to a kosher restaurant, you'll see, possible
yonder that have cheese on them, but if someone didn't occur, someone that restaurant was 100% dairy, wouldn't occur that one of those is fake. Well, you have to put a sign. We were once out of town for the Rav of the shul was making a kiddush for a bat mitzvah, and it was a deli kiddush, fleishik, hot, everything, and they had cheese. Mama's cheese out. So I couldn't believe it. I was worried about it. So I asked the caterer, he said, of course it's part. They should put a sign out there that it was part of. It looked terrible. You have to put a sign out. Now that din, what happens if my wife makes a chicken sandwich for me and I wrap it in a cheese wrapper? Chicken and cheese is what? It's only the Rabbanan. That there was no issur of Kadri Chadarim. You follow me? That there was no issur of Kadri Chadarim. The Rabbanan know, the Yoraita say yes. What'd you say? Public is a problem. But I'm saying that din afilu b'Kadri Chadarim was only sent on an issur of Yoraita, not an issur of Rabbanan. And I want to give you the case that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Let's say I love almond milk and I want to dip it in my meat. I like meat with almond milk, hot almond milk. Almond milk in a cup looks like regular milk. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's no way I can do that unless I have almonds on the table that show that it is almond milk. But if I'm having chicken, says the Shachin Taz, schnitzel, and I like to dip it in almond milk, I don't need to have almonds on the table. Because again, that's this cloud. If no one is around, halacha lemaaseh, it's not considered to be a problem. So let's just close with this little break. And Yosef, I looked up, I don't know if you did, remember I gave you homework. I did the homework too, myself, without a computer. We'll mention it over in the beginning of Shir. I looked up all the Gemaras about Lifnei Meshurat HaDin. But I want to close with this shaila, okay, which is relates to something we did in Shir yesterday about Isser Klali and Isser Prati. Let's say someone takes a gun to my head and says, bow down in front of this idol to get a quarter. What's the din? When I'm bowing down to get the quarter, I'm getting the quarter. I'm not bowing down to this idol. I'm not doing Avodah Zarah. But it's Marsayin on Avodah Zarah. Someone who sees me bow down might think, God forbid, I'm bowing down to who? To the idol. You understand? Is that Yarav Yavo, Marsayin on Avodah Zarah? This is a machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba. And we're Mekel and Shulchan Aruch. The Ran, the Ramah says we hold like the Ran. That's the Shiloh. Is Mar Sayin, just like Lifnei Iver we said, is that Isser Klali or an Isser Prati? Mar Sayin, the Shiloh is it an Isser Klali or is it an Isser Prati? If it's Isser Klali, then there's no Din Yarav Vayav, it's not one of the three cardinal sins. But if it's Isser Prati, it becomes subsumed under Avodah Zarah. And I have to what? I'd have to let myself be killed. You follow me? So these are Din in that people aren't familiar with so much, Lifnei Iver and Marasayin. We have to be very cognizant of them, and when you understand them based on Lomdus, you can understand the Halacha L'maisa, how it manifests itself on practical levels. Okay, let's stop here. Today we have the early shir, getting 10:30, 11:30, regular shir we brought.